Good morning. Though we don't have a big audience yet, I'm sure we have quality here. You're here because you want to. Let's thank the good Lord for the beautiful weather and for this beautiful place and the beautiful festival. And I can't think of a better person in the world to begin our program than our special friend and participant from down Miami way, Robert, with his wife, Dorothy Dixon. Robert Dixon.
Thank you, Cousin Thelma, and welcome to this Sunday morning session of the 26th, I believe, annual Florida Folk Festival. God speaks to us in Psalm 150 through King David, and here he admonishes us to praise him with all the known instruments of the day, all the instruments that were used in the temple, all the instruments that King David knew anything about. And this morning I've taken the liberty to paraphrase the psalm. If you'd have your Bible, your New Testament, and you'd like to turn to that, you might try to follow me along as I paraphrase the 150th psalm and including some of the instruments that you hear here at the Florida Folk Festival. Praise ye the Lord. Praise God in his sanctuary. Praise him at the Florida Folk Festival. Praise him upon the banks of the Suwannee. Praise him for his excellent greatness. Praise him with the old songs and folk ways. Praise him with the sound of the guitar and the harmonica. Praise him with the mandolin and the banjo. Praise him with the fiddles and the dance. Praise him with the auto harp and the psaltery and the dulcimer. Praise him upon the conch shell and the handsaw. Praise him with the speaking voice. Praise him with the singing voice. Praise him with the high-sounding voice. Praise him with a low-sounding voice. And then the last verse of the psalm, he admonishes us, let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Now, I'm sure if those instruments had been invented, possibly the conch shell had, I know the psaltery had, that the Lord and King David would have included them. But they, in the psalm, they used only the instruments that they knew anything about. This day and time, we do use those instruments in praise of the Lord. Before we begin, let's bow our heads, please, for a moment of prayer. Heavenly Father, we are thankful to assemble in this beautiful place again and to renew our friendships. We thank you for the sunshine and the rain you have sent to lave this spot and to make it spring forth with beauty that we see around us. We thank you for all those who work behind the scenes to make this festival possible, and especially for Cousin Thelma and Cousin Barbara, who work throughout the year to arrange for the programs here. We ask you to meet the needs of each person present and to grant traveling mercy when we return to our homes. Now may your spirit of love and friendship and cooperation again be with us, and may your great and holy name be magnified here and in our home churches this day. Help us to live in accordance with your will for our lives, and it's in Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen. How many of you know How Great Thou Art? You know that song? All right, we're going to sing a little bit of it. How Great Thou Art. Let's sing on the chorus first, okay? Play us a little song. Everybody try now. Oh, how great, then sings my soul, come on. Then sings my soul, my Savior God to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. Cousin Thelma, I have a brand new stanza here, especially for South Florida and Miami. When through the night the mockingbird sings praises and palm fronds bow in rhythm with the breeze, when chanting waves break forth on golden beaches and dazzling sun with glory filled the sea, then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. It's awful early in the morning to sing like that. An old spiritual, Stand By Me, and I may have you join with me in a little bit on this. Okay? When the storms of life are raging, stand by me. When the storms of life are raging, stand by me. When the world is tossing me like a ship upon the sea, thou who rulest wind and waters, stand by me. In the midst of faults and failures, stand by me. In the midst of faults and failures, stand by me. When I do the best I can, and my friends misunderstand, thou who knowest all about me, stand by me. In the midst of persecution, stand by me. In the midst of persecution, stand by me. When my foes in battle array undertake to stop my way, thou who never lost a battle, stand by me. When I'm growing old and feeble, stand by me. When I'm growing old and feeble, stand by me. When my life becomes a burden and I'm nearing chilly Jordan, O thou lily of the valley, stand by me. How many of you know a little song called Jesus in the Morning? Jesus, Jesus. Let's try it. Jesus in the Morning. Okay. Jesus, Jesus. Jesus in the morning, Jesus at the noontime, Jesus, Jesus. Jesus, Jesus when the sun goes down. That's easy now. Everybody try it. Here we go. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus in the morning, Jesus at the noontime, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus when the sun goes down. Now praise him, praise him, praise him, praise him in the morning, praise him at the noontime, praise him, praise him, praise him when the sun goes down. Now you know that. Let's sing Jesus in the morning again. Everybody give it a try. Okay, here we go. Praise him, praise him, praise him in the morning, praise him at the noontime, praise him, praise him, praise him when the sun goes down. What about Alleluia? Do you know that? This is an old African song or something I sing. You just sing Alleluia, Alleluia. Now, I'm from Southern Africa, so I speak African with a Southern accent. So you sing along with us, though. Alleluia. Right with me. Alleluia, 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 Alleluia. That's all there is to it. Now let's sing, I Will Praise Him. Same thing. I will praise him. 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 Alleluia. A little louder, and I will thank him. 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 Alleluia. Alleluia. Alleluia, 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 Alleluia. What about Amazing Grace? Surely you know that one. How many know that one? Okay, let's sing. Sing. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now was blind, but now I see. Through many dangers, through many dangers, toils and snares, I have already come. 'Tis grace that safe us far, and grace will lead me home. When we've been there 10,000 years, when we've been there 10,000 years, bright shining as the sun, no less days it first begun. Thank you very much for singing, and thank you so much for being here this morning. And now we're back to our first lady of the Florida Folk Festival, Cousin Thelma Bolton.
Thank you, Robert. Thank you, Dorothy. That was just right to set the day, wasn't it? We needed that. We did. Beautiful, talented Evelyn Beers says about Cousin Het Beadnell that she's the folk, the real thing. The ones we learn from, and many of us, she has passed on in the oral tradition many songs and many beautiful ways. And I don't know anybody who sees better than Cousin Het, because she sees our hearts. And I wish you could read the Christmas letter she writes. Oh, it's beautiful. I treasure the ones she sends to me, and I'm so glad that she includes me in her Christmas letter. Let's welcome Cousin Het Beadnell from Orange Park.
I learned to play this harp. Nobody had an old harp when I first got this one in 1923. So I learned it by ear, and I play it upside down and left-handed, so y'all have to pardon me for all those things. I want to bring greetings from Cousin Tom. We have been singing in this folk festival for 16 years. This will be our 17th year. He is not well enough to be up here this morning. After he came here, he found he couldn't do it. He was 90 years old last Friday, and I am an octogenarian. Now we will. Oh, golly. What we need right now is a wake rubber, upper. And this song is sung with joy and reverence by the people in the Kentucky, in the churches in the Kentucky and West Virginia hills. It's called "Lord, You've Been So Good to Me." And you all, please help me sing it. And the chorus I'll do first, and then we'll do it together. It says, wait a minute, I'm going to find a good key where I can make a lot of noise. Lord, Lord, You've been so good to me. Lord, Lord, You've been so good to me, and You've done what this world cannot do. Now come on, folks, this is a wake rapper now. Lord, Lord, You've been so good to me. Better, louder. Lord, Lord, You've been so good to me, and You've done what this world cannot do. You can do it louder next time. You've healed me when I was sick. You've been so good to me. You healed me when I was sick. You've been so good to me. And You've done what this world cannot do. Now, everybody, like old Mr. Roy Haber used to say, oh, everybody. Lord, Lord, You've been so good to me. Lord, Lord, You've been so good to me. And You've done what this world cannot do. You healed me when I was sick. You've been so good to me. You healed me when I was sick. You've been so good to me. And You've done what this world cannot do. Come on now. Lord, Lord, You've been so good. Oh, gracious. Oh, I busted the microphone. Lord, Lord, You've been so good to me, and You've done what this world cannot do. I'll have to be more careful. You saved me when I was lost. You've been so good to me. You saved me when I was lost. You've been so good to me. And You've done what this world cannot do. You'll give me the Holy Ghost. You've been so good to me. You'll give me the Holy Ghost. You've been so good to me. And you've done what this world cannot do. Now, everybody, now. You're Lord, Lord. You've been so good to me. Lord, Lord. You've been so good to me. And you've done what this world cannot do. When I was a little girl, thank you. When I was a little girl, from the time I was 5, I was a train buff. And when I got to be 6, I heard the song, Life is Like a Mountain Railroad. And I was beginning to play the piano by ear by that time. And my mother would let me chord for her while she sang this song in her beautiful voice. And I want to bring part of it to you this morning, not all, because it's quite long.
Life is like a mountain railroad with an engineer that's brave. You must make the run successful from the cradle to the grave. Watch the fields, the curves, the tunnels. Make their duty never fail. Keep your hand upon the throttle and your eye upon the rail. Blessed Savior, thou wilt guide us till we reach that far off shore where the angels wait to join us in thy praises evermore. You will roll of trial, you will cross the bridge of strife. See that Christ is your conductor on the lightning train of life. Ever mindful of obstruction, never falter, never fail. Keep your hand upon the throttle and your eye upon the rail. You will roll across the trestle, spanning Jordan's loving tide. There you'll see the Union Depot, into which your train will glide. There you'll meet the superintendent, Christ's Father, Christ the Son. And you'll hear the welcome plaudit, weary pilgrim, welcome home. Blessed Savior, thou wilt guide us till we reach that far off shore where the angels wait to join us in thy praise forevermore.
All these songs seem to be in the same key, but that's because the key of G has a lot of chords in it. This is a song which I won't say I composed. I made it up. It's the only hymn I ever wrote in my life, and it is in 9/8 time, which is not really hymn time. That was an accident, and it's called He Will Go With You.
Jesus will help you. He will go with you, sharing your life and loving you all. He will go with you, sharing your burdens. With him beside you, you are never alone. Jesus will love you, though you have faltered, harbored resentment, and Jesus will hear the sound of your laughter, crowning with joy your happier days. Singing or praying, laughing or weeping, he will go with you down all of your ways. He will go with you down all of your ways.
Thank you. For a long time, during the 17 years that Tom and I have been singing here, we have sung together the song, I Can Hear My Savior Calling. And we do it, I line the hymn, and then you all sing it with me. I'm sure you all know it. First one is, I Can Hear My Savior Calling. We say it three times, and then say, take thy cross and follow me. Read, I'll put it in the lower key, I believe it's easier to sing.
I can hear my Savior calling. I can hear my Savior calling.
Come on, ladies and gentlemen.
I can hear my Savior calling. Take thy cross and follow me.
I'll go with him to the garden of life.
I'll go with him through the garden.
Everybody sing a part.
I'll go with him through the garden. I'll go with him through the garden. He'll go with me, all the way.
I'll go with him to the valley of the shadow.
I'll go with him through the valley. I'll go with him through the valley. I'll go with him through the valley. I'll go with him all the way.
I'll go with him through the judgment.
I'll go with him through the judgment. I'll go with him through the judgment. I'll go with him through the judgment. I'll go with him all the way.
He will give me grace and glory. He will give me, I'll go with him all the way.
He will give me grace and glory. He will give me grace and glory. He will give me grace and glory. He'll go with me, all the way.
Thank you.
Sweet Cousin Het. She's an inspiration to us all. For a number of years now, the Keeney Forkas from Cookeville, Tennessee, have been coming down to enjoy the folk festival with us, and they are a great addition. I'm sure that some of you who've been attending the workshops were conscious that they were down there very much in the mix and leadership yesterday, all day long. Graham, Betty, Heather, and Holly, Mike, and Jeanette Kashna. Let's welcome the Keeney Forkas.
glad to be here with you today. Some of us came 500 miles, and the rest of us came 1,000 miles, and we're glad we made it. The first song that we'll do is a Tennessee folk song called The Scopes Trial. About 50 years ago, there was a law against teaching evolution, and somebody was arrested and tried for teaching it. And some said evolution was against religion, and some said it wasn't. And some sang about it, and some didn't. And this is a song about it. This is one way to look at it. It's called The Scopes Trial, or The Ballad of John P. Scopes. Oh, the folks of Tennessee are as faithful as can be, and they know the Bible teaches what is right. They believe in God above and His great unchanging love, and they know they are protected by His sight. You may find a new belief, it will only bring you grief, for a house that's built on sand is sure to fall. And Mr. Scopes will learn that no matter where he'll turn, that his old religion's better after all. Then from Dayton came a man with his new ideas so grand, and he said we came from monkeys long ago. But in teaching his belief, Mr. Scopes found only grief, for they would not let their old religion go. You may find a new belief, it will only bring you grief, for a house that's built on sand is sure to fall. And Mr. Scopes will learn that no matter where he'll turn, that his old religion's better after all. Sing along. You may find a new belief, it will only bring you grief, for a house that's built on sand is sure to fall. And Mr. Scopes will learn that no matter where he'll turn, that his old religion's better after all.
We're going to practice reverse male chauvinism right now. The ladies are going to sing Michael Row the Boat Ashore, and on the very last chorus, we'll have you sing along with us. Wait just a minute. Okay, just wait. You ready to sing?
Michael Row the Boat Ashore. Sister, how to swim the sail, alleluia. Sister, how to swim the sail, alleluia.
Michael rowed the boat ashore,
alleluia. Michael rowed the boat ashore.
Michael rowed the boat ashore, alleluia. Michael rowed the boat ashore, alleluia.
There are lots of different things that people do on Sunday morning. Some of them go to church. Some of them go to folk festivals and make church out of the folk festival. And then some of them sneak off in the woods and make moonshine.
This is a song about such people. This is one called Copper Kettle.
Get you a copper kettle, get you a copper coil, fill with new made corn mesh, and never more you'll toil. You'll just lie there by the juniper while the fires burn bright. Watch those jugs a filling. Neath the pale moonlight, build your fire with hickory, hickory ash and oak. Don't use no green or rotten wood, they'll catch you by the smoke. You just lie there by the juniper while the fires burn bright. Watch them jugs a-fillin' neath the pale moonlight. My daddy made corn whiskey, granddad made it too. We ain't paid no whiskey tax since 1792. We just lie there by the juniper while the fires burn bright. Watch them jugs a-fillin' neath the pale moonlight.
This is a spiritual, Swing Low, Sweet Chariot. You might know it. If you do, welcome to sing along with us.
Swing low, chariot, swing low, chariot,
swing low,
chariot, swing low, chariot,
swing low,
chariot,
swing low, chariot, swing low, chariot, swing low, chariot, swing low, chariot, coming for to carry me home. Swing low, sweet chariot, coming for to carry me home. I looked over Jordan and what did I see? Coming for to carry me home. A band of angels coming after me, coming for to carry me home. Swing low, sweet chariot, coming for to carry me home. Swing low, sweet chariot, coming for to carry me home. If you get there before I do, coming for to carry me home. Tell all my friends I'm coming too, coming for to carry me home. Swing low, sweet chariot, coming for to carry me home. Swing low, sweet chariot, coming for to carry me home.
Swing low, chariot,
swing low.
Thank you.
I told him the only bad thing about it wasn't enough. Well, you know, daylight has a way of burning, and we have to manage to get everybody on the morning program so that we can break at noon and go get some victuals. How many of you are here for the first time? Let's see. How many of you are here for the first time as of right now? You came today for the first time. Well, that's nice. That's wonderful. We're glad you're here. You don't know what you missed by not being here last night. Some of the participants and I were talking about it. They were ready, and you were ready. You couldn't put a pin down for people. And the most beautiful audience, and I want to congratulate you for being such a wonderful audience.